Well, it was back to work day yesterday at the Municipal Office Center in Port Huron for several essential city employees. Here to talk about the Port Huron COVID-19 preparedness and response plan is Port Huron City Manager James Freed. James, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Kind of nice to have some company there at the MOC yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we've had a bare-bones staff in the last couple of weeks, but now that, well, first, the governor's executive orders gives local municipalities the ability to deem employees essential. There are some municipalities that never even shut down, just closed down to the public and put all their employees in other places. We furloughed staff instead of that. So the issue is when you have major parts of our economy reopening, like construction, home sales, we have to have essential city staff who continue those services. So we have building inspectors that need to be, you know, we want to make sure these construction projects keep going. We have public infrastructure projects keep going. So you need to have your inspectors, your engineers, they all need to be back. When people buy a home now and sell a home, they need to have their deeds recorded and transferred with our assessor's office. People need their water turned on. And we've been doing this remotely for about 50 days. But working remotely is never the same as being in the office. It's just not as efficient, not as effective. And so as of yesterday, we deployed one of the most comprehensive return-to-work plans in the region. It's now being used by municipalities all over the county who are copying what we're doing, and you'll see that later on this week, to get our essential staff back to ensure that there's smooth continuity and services to our citizens. And I think citizens expect that.
In writing this this plan for reopening, James, I'm assuming you were looking at the governor's executive orders and seeing how the Municipal Office Center can comply with that, right?
Exactly. The governor's executive order actually required a return-to-work plan and a preparedness plan. And so we worked to write our plan in accordance with the way the governor wanted it. And we've done a lot of innovative things. And I got to thank the health department. Director Mercantant helped us write some of our plan with some input from her team. It addresses everything from PPE. So when people are in the building, they're wearing masks, they're sanitizing their workstations, they're social distancing, they're washing their hands. Every morning, no one enters the building. I had to go this morning at 7:20 and get my temperature taken in the garage. And you fill out a questionnaire there on your health every morning. So the temperatures are taken before people come to work. If they have a temperature, they have to go home. If they become in contact with someone with COVID, they have to isolate. So we have a whole litany of things that have to be done. But really, this is what's going to happen across every industry. As we return, there needs to be a safe way to do it. We can't stay buckled down forever.
No, we can't. And, of course, the next milestone is the end of the stay-at-home orders on May 28th. Will anything change in terms of city employees on June 1st?
Well, right now, City Hall's closed. So we're all back, but City Hall's closed. One thing we have to do is, you know, when you're working remotely, we were only bringing in a few staff a day, staggered, to keep people distance, to process mail. We get thousands and thousands of pieces of mail, including the water bills. So, for instance, my water bill, I paid it, and by the time the new bill came out, it still hadn't been processed yet, so I got a bill that looked like I hadn't paid the last month. And we've been explaining to people that's because we have to let the mail sit for several days, you know, because you want fresh mail to sit so it's not contaminated. Then you're processing it with less people. So we literally have buckets and buckets of mail that the staff is just plowing through right now downstairs trying to get the backlogs taken care of because we really want to come out with a clean slate on June. Our intention is if June 2nd the governor lifts the stay-at-home order, to some degree we'll open City Hall to the public.
How long is it going to be like this, do you suppose? I mean, when will we see a more of an easing of restrictions?
You know, I don't know. I still remember when we were closing down in March, we all thought this was going to be a 2 to 3 week thing. I remember saying, I wonder if this goes 3 weeks. So I don't think any of us fathomed that it would go this long. But we've been trying to do our best. You know, for instance, a lot of people don't know this, but like our building inspector, he was doing Zoom calls and FaceTime inspections with people who were working on their homes who wanted to keep going. So if they had a building permit for something at their house, he would do a Zoom call and they would walk them around the construction site and he would be able to approve their permit via Zoom. And so we've been doing our best to make sure that the citizens can expect good city services throughout this. And innovative ways to serve them. You know, people get their voicemails at home, so if you call and left a message for the building department or the treasurer's office or city hall or city manager's office, it went to my email and I could call people back from my home. And so our goal is, you know, our charge scheme is we want to make sure that city services are there so they don't become a roadblock where, you know, we need this to get done, but the city's shut down, so we can't do it. We don't want to do that to our citizens. And so we're working very hard to make sure that people can expect the same level of services all along.
Have Port Huron residents, by and large, been pretty compliant with these stay-at-home orders and in terms of not just social distancing and gathering and things like that, but business owners, too, in terms of staying closed and doing a lot of the same things you've had to do with the Municipal Office Center, for example?
Remarkably well. The city of Port Huron has not issued one citation. The citizens are taking this very seriously, and they're doing their part. I think that's why we have such a low number in our county. We have a significant low number of cases for the county of our size, and so I think that's a credit to our people, to our residents. You know, when I go to Kroger and everyone's wearing a mask, you know, the executive order strongly recommends it. The executive order doesn't require a mask. The executive order strongly recommends it. So when I go to Walmart and Kroger or Lowe's and everyone's wearing a mask and people are distancing, they're doing their part. The citizens are doing their part. We're doing everything that's asked of us. We flatten the curve. I mean, we have flattened the curve so significantly in St. Clair County. It's something we can all be proud of. I think history will look back on this and say this is when we came together. So I'm very proud of our residents. They're steadfast. This has not been easy. A lot of our business owners, this is just a tremendous hit. And when we come out of this, there's going to be a shop local effort like never before to revive our businesses, to get the lifeblood of economy going again. But our citizens are doing everything they have. And the innovation, you look at what the business owners have done to innovate, whether it be their takeouts, their online stores. You know, my wife's on the online, you can watch a Papaya Branch sale on Facebook Live video and buy a shirt and get it mailed to you. I mean, there's just so many innovations going on in our city. And that's really the testament to our entrepreneurs that even a pandemic can't keep them down. So to them, I say kudos. We stand with them. And we're all looking forward to opening up this city and jump-starting this great economy that we have.
Absolutely. Now, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. That is our traditional kickoff to summer. The weather is going to reflect that, and it's going to be nicer. People are going to want to go to the beach. They're going to want to go to parks. Is this going to be something that police are going to be patrolling? What sort of concerns do you have as we warm up and flip that switch and all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, it's summer in Port Huron?
Well, we believe this is going to be a problem. The governor has given us no directives on beaches in the state, not one. And so we've looked what happens like in Holland State Park. They had chaos ensue about 2 weeks ago on the other side of the state. We are going to limit the parking capacity at our beaches by 50%. So 50% of the parking spaces will be coned off so that we can have reduced capacity at the beach. They still be affected the social distance. The bathroom won't be open. The splash pad won't be open. We have to remove the picnic tables, and the playgrounds will be closed. So I would honestly just discourage people from using the beaches this weekend. I do fear that we're going to have a lot of Oakland, Wayne, and Macomb residents who will come up. We can't stop that. We can't legally stop that. And those are some of the hardest hit areas in the state. So we do worry about that. It's a difficult position we're in. We have limited ability to regulate who can come in that park. So we'll try to do it by capacity and limiting the amenities.
Well, we'll see how it all works out. It is going to be nice to have some nice weather around here and be able to get out. It's a whole change in mindset, isn't it, James? You know, the idea that, oh, boy, summer's here. We want to get out. Yeah, maybe you can take the boat out if you've got one. Maybe you can go out for a walk, but you can't be elbow to elbow over at Casey's anymore.
Well, it's just amazing. Just, you know, on a day that it gets 50 degrees and no rain, the amount of walkers that walk by my house. I mean, it's just we've become a walking community. There's nothing else to do, so you just take a walk. And it's amazing to see all the families walking and out and about. And, I think people are itching to get out. I really do.
Yeah, this weekend will be a good time to do that. It's going to be very nice. James, appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe.
Yep, appreciate it, Paul.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Take care.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Port Huron City Manager James Freed.